AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An Afghan national has been charged in the shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members in Washington, D.C. Hai Panjwani has the latest.
Officials say he drove across the U.S. to carry out the attack. At a news conference, FBI Director Kash Patel said investigators are still interviewing witnesses and gathering evidence.
The firearm and other materials have been sent to our Quantico laboratory already yesterday for immediate analysis. That work is ongoing. Partnering with the D.C. United States Attorney's Office, we have also executed multiple search warrants around the country to include the subject's last known residence, which is in the state of Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Two U.S. officials tell AP the suspect had worked in a special CIA-backed Afghan army unit before emigrating from Afghanistan. Guard members have been identified as Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, age 20, and Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, 24. They remain hospitalized in critical condition. In Hong Kong, firefighters battled a deadly blaze at a high-rise apartment complex for a second day. Karen Chalmers reports at least 83 people have been killed and hundreds are unaccounted for.
Three men from a construction company have been arrested and rescues were continuing on Thursday morning. Thick smoke still poured out of the building complex in a northern suburb as anxious relatives of those missing watched in panic. The fire that started mid-afternoon on Wednesday had spread across seven of the complex's eight buildings and four of the towers were under control by morning. Although the cause of the fire is still unknown, Hong Kong Police Superintendent Eileen Chung said that they detected styrofoam outside the windows on one of the unaffected buildings, adding,
"It's mainly one of the cause caused fire and spread of fire so quickly."
I'm Karen Chamas.
Strong lake effect snow across the Great Lakes region. The National Weather Service reports 15 inches have piled up in Marquette, Michigan. One location in Wisconsin reported 33 inches. This is AP News. Thanksgiving Day football started with a tight game in Detroit where the Packers beat the Lions 31-24. Meanwhile, from the world of science, the Gemini South Telescope, located in Chile, has captured a new picture of the Butterfly Nebula. It's somewhere between 25 and 3,800 light-years away in the constellation Scorpius. At its heart is a white dwarf star that cast aside its outer layers of gas long ago. And that discarded gas forms what appear like colorful butterfly wings, billowing from the still bright but aging star whose heat sets the gas aglow. The National Science Foundation's Noir Lab released the image of this grand and graceful cosmic butterfly Wednesday. You can see it and many more spectacular images at the Noir Lab's website or at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for listening.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with two times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.